from sin, eternal death, and the devil. We learned that years ago. It is the reason why we can tell Satan to go to hell.
Amen.
It is the reason why we baptize children, we baptize teenagers, we baptize the middle, we baptize the... We baptize! It is the reason why we take communion. I wanted to say something about that. It's only through your faith, only through your faith, that you take the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. You know what the world tells us we're eating? Bread and a shot of wine. But what does our faith do? It says to the precious body and blood of Jesus Christ. Please don't laugh at this, but it's true. Faith is the reason we tithe. I haven't thrown that yet. Faith bridles our tongue. You know what that means? You want to call your neighbor up, and somehow that Holy Spirit comes upon you, that's like I'm talking the language. Faith makes us who God wants us to be. About that. Faith makes us who God wants us to be. Maybe your neighbors don't want you to be that. God made you just the way you are. Just the way you are. This to Pastor a few moments ago. You're a friend of mine. He wrote three bank in actually the Texas ago. He came to see me. He looked me up on the internet. We hadn't talked to each other for 4 years. He said, "Can I come and see you?" I said, "Sure. Come on down." He sat in my kitchen table. I was so glad to see him. He said these words to me. He said, "You know, God, I used to live a whole reverend, wonderful, so you can be alive." Faith takes us through the valleys of our lives to celebrate the mountaintops of our experiences. You understand? You understand? Everybody has valleys. I don't understand that. He doesn't per se. I'm going to say that. What's that next time I preach? A couple weeks from now?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's what you imagine. Faith makes the Bible the Word of God. My grandson was supposed to read a book. He's a little rough kid. He asked the teacher, he says, "I'm going to read the Bible." "You can't do that! You can't read the Bible." He runs to me. He says, "Abba, my teacher says I can't read the Bible." I said, "Sneak it into her this way. Tell her you're going to read it as a history book."
That's right. Amen.
And he can read the Bible. You got to know how to sneak through these things. You're going to be a I got someone on that. I don't want to Faith forgives, buries all kinds of sin. I'd like to know the sin out there that Christ cannot forgive. I'd like to know. I haven't heard it yet. Billy Graham used to say, "No new sin, just new sinners." Faith comforts us with the death of a loved one. Who loves that? Have you ever been with somebody who's really loved? What took him home? You know how he got through it? Okay? Okay, how he got through it?
Faith.
Faith.
Right.
Faith is the way it's done. Okay, I got 14 pages. That's the first one done. I want to tell you my experience that happened to me back in 1965. It was the first time I went and registered at Luther Theological Seminary, the first class I attended. And I knew nobody, but nobody knew me. And the professor comes in, and I think he would be considered, in my humble opinion, older than God. And he comes and he writes on the board, "Tomorrow's assignment is to write one page about faith." Turns around, one page, put it on my desk tomorrow when you come to the class. And I don't know what else he said. I remember that. We came on Tuesday. And he comes in the last one. He writes on the board again. "Tomorrow's assignment is for you to write one page on the book of on the word faith. He didn't laugh. He thought he was watching silence. He went home and wrote another page on faith. Wednesday comes in, last person in the class. Goes to the back. Your assignment for tomorrow is to write one page about faith. Now we knew he really was. Thursday, last person in the class, he comes up and he writes the same thing. Blah, 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 blah. We giggle. Doesn't say a thing. Doesn't say a thing. And again, now comes Friday. Comes in the last thing. He writes on the board. Your assignment is to write a page on faith. Notice he didn't say tomorrow. At this time, he got our attention. One kid who grows raised their hand. Why should we write a page about faith? All of you are going to become pastors. Every pastor, when they come to write a sermon, it's based on what? Faith!
That was me.
Faith! Nothing else but faith. I want you to know it's true. Now, I'm going to give you an assignment. And next week, if you do the assignment, I'll let Charlie give you $100. I just threw that in.
Jeez.
Listen here. It's called the faith chapter of the Bible. Everybody knows it. Hebrews 11. I want you to read it. What's unique about that book is that we don't know who wrote it. There are some speculations, and I'll tell you one right now. What do you think wrote it?
Priscilla.
Yeah. Okay. I heard that from him. But anyway, nobody really knows. Great theologians of the church. Now, you go home and you read that. You're going to hear something. You're going to hear something that's really fantastic. You're going to hear that Abel, remember Cain and Abel? No. Cain killed Abel. Remember that great murder? But they came to the Lord and they offered gifts. And you're not going to find out why the Lord accepted one gift over the other unless you read it in the book of Hebrews. It happened in the book of Genesis, but Hebrews comes out. Do you know what the reason was that God accepted faith? Read that book. Read that. And all you're going to read about Enoch. Remember Enoch? This is one of the guys who went to heaven without going through hell. So was Elijah. Then there was another prophet. Another person that went to heaven. It's sort of. That was Moses. Remember Moses? Okay, now I want to say something about that. The scriptures, our Lord, nobody knows where that is. What the Lord is today. The Lord is your undertaker. Okay. You're going to find. How about Abraham? Almost 100 years old. Becomes a father. Why? Faith. I want you to know faith. Noah. What are you doing now? We're building a boat. An ark. And it's going to be a big one. Where's the water? Oh, it's about 100 miles down. You're going to build a boat here? Let me do it. He did it for one reason only. You know what it is? Oh, you know what it is. And Joseph, Moses, how about Ezekiel? Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. You say all before what? Faith. I've got to get that down. Now we come to the status of my sermon. Years ago I was asked to, I don't think it was a sermon, just to speak at a senior citizen's outreach gathering. One of my members was really connected to it. He said, I asked him to talk to us. I said, okay, I can do that. He said, what are you going to talk about? And when I told him, what are you going to talk about? Guess what he told me? Don't talk. Don't come. Don't come. You better understand why. Don't come. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you right now why. I was told not to come. You guys remember the names of the first congregation? I don't want to get to you. I call them the disciples. I don't know. The first congregation. Let me tell you about the first congregation. And then you will know why I was asked not to speak under the topic that I was going to speak. Remember Peter? How did he die? Upside down. How about Andrew? You know how he was on a cross, but it wasn't a T cross. It was an X cross. And it took him 2 days to walk down. How about James? He had it. How about John? He was exiled to the
Patmos.
How about Bartholomew or Matthew? You know, he was never filet of fish. That's what he was away. How about Philip? Tortured and crucified. And I don't really know what that means. I heard from the Testament. Matthew. Yeah. James the Less. Clubbed to death. Kind of a mild form of stoning. Son of Simon. He was crucified. Thaddeus or Jude. Beaten to death. Matthias was crucified. Paul, who wrote 13 epistles in the Old Testament, was beheaded by Nero. I'm going to ask you a question. Why did they die at such a terrible rate? Why would they do that? We have a word that separates the Christian church from those heinous acts. What is called? Martyrdom. That means, anybody that believes in Jesus Christ, raise your hand, you're going to die today. That's called martyrdom. That's not murder. That's not suicide. That's not taking your own life. That's doing this. I believe in Jesus Christ. It's going to cost you. That's what the first church underwent. The first Christian church. Don't understand that. Now, ask yourself, why? Why? And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what preachers preach all the time. You know, your sins are forgiven. How many of you have heard that? Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are. I've done that all my ministry too. Your sins are forgiven, and it leaves people up. But we forget something else. It is endemic to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not our death. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. I've heard that. I had one woman in my parish said, Pastor, it would be a lot easier if we all met in the parking lot and we all go together. Apostle Paul, writing to Christians, says, each in his own order. You guys know you and I are in an order. I don't know what it is. All I know is that it hasn't happened to me yet. But I'm in that order. I'm in that order. Jesus taught in parables. And you know that? I want to tell you something. I learned from Jesus. I learned from Jesus a lot. I'm going to speak in parables today.
You know what a parable is? An earthly story. That should be plain and simple. I'm going to use something that you guys know and believe it. And I'm going to I'm going to use two people here if they want to be used by me today.
Yeah.
Okay, it can be two people. That's letter A or B or one or two. Probably would give you $100 if you sent it. I just see that each time. Okay, I'm going to use the other person. Dottie. I asked her if she knew how to do a cartwheel. She said, no, so I can't use that part of the story. Okay.
Dottie's not here.
Oh, I meant Fran. Dottie's here.
Fran. Why did I use Fran? Because her name is almost like Francis. This is my scenario. I have David at that door. And I have
Fran
right next to me. You come through that door and you give them $1. And that dollar signifies everything that you are, everything you have, everything of your whole life, including one little thing also, your death certificate.
Yes.
Can I talk about my death certificate? Mine's already taken care of. Dr. David Novelli will walk through that door. I'm asking you, do you have my death certificate?
Yeah,
it's in my file. You know what's on the death certificate? Your name. You know what else is on there? Your birthday. You know what else is on there? Your mom and dad. You know, your address. You might even put down if you have grandparents. There's something there on that death certificate that every medical examiner has to fill. You know what it is?
Oh,
the cause of death.
Cause of death!
What I have Dr. David Novelli put on mine already, Satan.
Right.
Satan. Because of that, I never go through names of that. Now, there is James. You come and you give him that dollar bill, which symbolizes everything and also has your death certificate. He hands that dollar to our beloved friend. She looks at it. She sees the best. That's the friend. Doesn't matter. Then she feels that person being alone of more than one. Where he did that terrible prophecy. Apostle Paul. Because he the big religious Christ. That is pain. Understand that? The big religious Christ died in pain. You know the world translate that? You will live. God. Pain so much. This one Bible verse that has changed the thinking of theology has brought everybody to study the scriptures of these words. The righteous shall live by faith. I've changed that a little bit. The righteous will live for God. Only because.
There you go.
Should I read my last sentence here? I'm done. I got one last thing. What's this letter of? All of this happens because the Lord used a man of the Roman Catholic Church, a holy priest, Martin Luther, who opened up his Bible and read these words. The just shall live by faith. I'm done.
Your turn, Pastor.